And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined by phone, of course, by Dr. Julia Gaines, Director of the University of Missouri School of Music. Julia, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I guess mostly what we want to talk about is, you know, what's going on at the School of Music right now. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, it's, you know, we are able to make music during a pandemic, we found out. So, you know, we sent out quite a bit of information to our students prior to the semester starting so they would know what to expect. In fact, we have a whole big document on the front page of our website called Fall 2020, so everybody could look at that and know what to expect prior to arriving, because we're making music differently. So, you know, we needed to let them know. I think there's three primary differences with us. I guess the first one is the same as everybody else. We're trying to social distance, so everybody has to do that. That's the number one thing. But then secondly, we actually have to keep the masks on to sing.
Okay.
And to play music. So we had to find these specialty masks where you could put a saxophone in your mouth and still keep a mask on. So it really protects it keeps the aerosols from going out, you know. So we found all these specialty masks. And then the last thing we had to do is really reduce our rehearsal times. Mm-hmm. That kind of lets the HVAC clean out the air. But we can only go for a half an hour at a time if we're producing aerosols. So that's our bands and our choirs. So, you know, we're still doing it, but those are three things that we had to change right away.
So are the ensemble sizes any different as well?
Oh, yeah, we did that too. I kind of talked to my faculty about these layers of mitigation being Swiss cheese. So the first layer of Swiss cheese we put down was social distancing. The second one was masks. The third one was reducing our time. The fourth one was we only have 8 to 10 singers in a room at once and 12 to 15 instrumentalists at once, because those rooms are bigger where the instrumentalists are. So by the time you get that layer of Swiss cheese, there are no holes.
Right.
In the Swiss cheese anymore. You know what I mean? So when you have four or five things that mitigate, it seems to be working pretty well.
Okay. And then is there a plan to, say, with an ensemble like U Band or the Symphonic Band or even the University Wind Ensemble, is there a possibility of, like, recording them separately and putting them together as an ensemble? Or are large ensembles kind of a distant something that we can look at in the future but not right now?
Yeah, I think what we did last semester when we had to completely shut down the campus is we put the larger groups together individually in those mosaic-type presentations. You saw a lot of those mm-hmm. across the country, and we did a couple of those as well. But now that we actually have the chance for students to be together in any quantity, we kind of want to focus on keeping them making music live, really, for them. You know, they're making music together, even though we are eventually recording them to present to audiences. I think there might be a couple of those mosaic videos that people are working. They take a huge amount of time to put together. So we're not doing a ton of those, but we'll probably reserve those concepts as more as specialty projects.
Well, then, speaking of specialty projects, something that I have noticed start showing up on the events calendar over at the School of Music are your Monday mashups. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this was my idea to try and still present our music to our community, to our parents, and even the campus community, and then Columbia as well. But we can't do it live right now. So I think I said in my video introduction to our first one, we are, instead of you coming to us, we're bringing the music to you. So because we can't rehearse as long, we can't have just the wind ensemble prepare an hour concert like they normally would. There's just not enough time now to put that together. And since we have to have smaller ensembles, these ensembles only get to rehearse for a half an hour, then they take a break, and then a totally different ensemble comes in to rehearse their piece. So we have more smaller ensembles. So we need to let them have a chance to rehearse. So I knew that we couldn't, all of our ensembles couldn't do full concerts, but we could do one piece. If we could record one piece, then we could put that up. But I didn't want to advertise that, like the wind ensemble concert has two pieces on it. You know, that's not going to work either. So I just came up with these ideas of mashing up a video of whatever anyone had ready that week. So now we can say, is there a piano soloist? Is there a vocal soloist? Is the wind ensemble ready? And if they all are, we record them the week before, and then our engineer puts them together for what we're calling our Monday mashups. So our audience still knows every Monday you can expect to hear something different from the School of Music. But the cool thing is they might not know what it is.
How fun. So where can people go to see these?
So we're hosting them on our YouTube channel. You can get to that pretty easy on YouTube by just searching for the University of Missouri School of Music. We have a link at the bottom of our website where most of the social media icons are, just like everybody else. That's kind of where everybody knows to go see them. So, and then, of course, we put links up on our social media the day they go live. It is every Monday. So our Facebook and our Twitter feeds will show that our mashup is happening and here's where to get them. But really, you just have to go to our YouTube channel every Monday, and it doesn't come live until 7. So the new one happens at 7. It's kind of cool. YouTube allows you to do, like, you can sit in on the premiere. So the very first time, it kind of makes you feel like you have an audience, so you can see that, you know, 60 or 70 people are watching with you. So that's kind of cool. I like kind of at least knowing that there are other people watching this event with me. But I think these are going to be really fun for our students. It gives the students a chance to work up a few sentences about a piece and talk about it and video it. You know, videoing, you tend to redo it till it's perfect, and you tend to just do it a little bit more often than you do when you do a live performance. Mm-hmm. So it is a different experience for the students, but I think they're enjoying it so far. We've just had two, but I think they're enjoying it so far.
So, and then you've got one coming up next week on the 28th of September, and of course every Monday after that. What's on the bill?
So for next week, we think it's going to be a video that the cello choir did last April. It was one of those individual projects that you mash together, and it was a big project. I think there were like 30 cellists, so we didn't quite get it done at the end of the semester, so we saved it for this semester. So cello choir is going to play, the percussion ensemble is going to play. I think we're going to be able to show off a video we worked on with the new music ensemble. It's advertised, I think, as a chamber concert, so you'll notice in the advertising that we kind of know what we're going to do, but of course we may change that each week, because those would kind of be when we'd normally do concerts. In October, we normally do our ensemble concerts, so we're trying to feature them, but we might be adding things onto the end just to kind of fill out an hour-long program.
Okay. Well, this sounds really exciting. And again, these Monday mashups can be caught on the University of Missouri School of Music YouTube channel or linked through their social media or their website. And these post every Monday at 7 o'clock for the foreseeable future?
Correct. All the way through the semester, we have a plan all the way through December. Whenever there's a week of class, we will have a Monday mashup.
Man, that sounds fantastic. And what a great way to still find a way to allow students to perform and work on pieces and kind of, you know, adapt to this new interesting time that we have this semester here at Mizzou.
Yeah, I think it's good experience for the students to kind of realize how much recording is pretty critical to our industry. So is live performance, but we do need to have kind of both ready to go.
Yeah, especially with groups like, you know, the jazz ensemble and things like that, where recording kind of becomes
critical,
you know, critical part of the education and the performance process.
Yeah.
This is great, Julia. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about this. And thanks for keeping the safety and the students in mind, but also, you know, adapting to still give something to the people here of Columbia and the world through YouTube.
That's true. Anyone around the country can hear it.
So there you go. That's what's going on with the Monday mashups. Are there any plans for, you know, live performances at some point? Or?
Well, we are talking with the folks at the Missouri Theater. You know, they're pretty much closed for the semester, but depending on how the pandemic goes, they are thinking that they might open up a few concerts next semester. So we will kind of be, you know, listening to see if that might be an option for us. It would still have to be our smaller ensembles, so we're not going to be able to have large ensembles, but we might at least be able to have people in the audience. So that is something we're looking at for next semester. So more to come on that.
Okay. Well, again, Julia Gaines, Dr. Gaines, thanks so much for coming on and telling us all about what's going on at the School of Music this semester and all about these exciting Monday mashup shows. And we look forward to hearing more about what the School of Music is up to throughout the rest of the semester and moving forward from there.
Okay, thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.